This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, September 20th. Well, wheat markets just leaking lower along with corn and soybeans. The row crops finding some support and some stabilizing price action in a fairly quiet trading day. So not a lot to report from there. But for wheat, you know, just struggling to turn the corner here when you normally have the market seasonally working its way higher through September into early October, especially when you have weather conditions like we see in Argentina and Australia, where both of those major exporting countries are experiencing some dry conditions and surely hurting their wheat crops. But in the Northern Hemisphere, you've got a lot of product, at least for now. You have a big Russian crop, a fairly large European crop that are competing with each other. We'll get a good look at what the world price is today. Egypt put out a tender yesterday. The lowest FOB offers this morning are showing up at 259 from Bulgaria. Romania and France are sitting at 261. Russia is offered at 270, so they're holding that 270 floor again. And Ukraine, unfortunately, is at 280. So it looks like we're still seeing some pressure, you know, in the world FOB offer, still very competitive, and that probably will continue, at least for the short term. Again, normally, seasonally, you're working way higher just simply because much of the Northern Hemisphere harvest is behind us. We don't have that harvest pressure, and we get some sort of weather premium built in from the Southern Hemisphere, but that just simply is not happening this year. Ukraine is finding increased success moving grain out of the country, mostly by water transport, river and sea exports. They're reporting that they could reach a record amount this month at 3.0 million tons. So far this month, they're at 2.2. So they are moving grain. And I think that's another reason why the wheat market is kind of taking a step back here and just seeing how successful Ukraine is going to be. That just adds more pressure coming out of the Black Sea region. And one other negative piece of news, if we needed that, Sovcom this morning is reporting that they expect the Russian wheat production to be 91.6 million tons. That's actually down a half million from their previous estimate, but it compares to USDA, who is still sitting at 85.0. So I would think Sovcom would be pretty accurate. And, you know, the Russian estimates, whether whoever they're coming from other than USDA, have consistently been well above USDA's numbers. At 85, you know, they're 6.5 million tons off. That's a pretty big number. And, you know, with this deep into the season, with the harvest pretty much wrapped up in Russia, they should have a pretty good idea of what the production is. So USDA is going to have to make some adjustments, it looks like, and upward adjustments. So all of these things are negative to the market, clearly are keeping a large wet blanket over price action and attempts to rally this market. That said, again, seasonally, the market tends to be firm, at least into early October. You do have weather problems in the Southern Hemisphere, so one would think eventually that would make a difference. It's just that, you know, you got so much competition and pressure coming from the Northern Hemisphere that I guess it sure looks like, you know, the wheat market's just not going to have the kind of rally that it normally does. It's probably not going to go down all that much more. I think the lows that were established here a few sessions ago off the crop report, little spike low, that's still holding. The market hasn't done much since, but that low is still holding. And my guess is that's probably going to turn out to be an important low, a longer-term low. But getting much to the upside looks kind of limited. So, you know, we'll probably get something, some grind to the upside in early October, but it doesn't look like it's going to be a big move, even with the weather problems. You know, I thought we had a pretty good chance of coming at least halfway back from this huge sell-off that we've had, but boy, the market has really struggled. And with the FOB offers being so competitive, as we see again this week, it's likely that the wheat market just kind of settles into a more narrow trading range toward the low end of this broader trading range that has been established. I think corn is in the same boat. It's not unusual to see corn seasonal lows get established in September, even though you're still in the early stages of harvest. And those early harvest yield reports are coming in lower than expected, but frankly, that's usually what happens. You still got a big corn crop in front of us to cut, so I don't see a lot on the upside, but the downside, I think, is limited as well. We've settled into a pretty tight trading range in corn over the last few weeks, and my guess is that you'll probably continue to do that as we work our way through harvest. So both corn and wheat, I think, have found important support levels. It's just that they're struggling to get to turn the corner and to get anything really going to the upside. And for corn, that's probably not going to happen until you're done with harvest, or at least about 3/4 done with harvest. For wheat, you know, you have a better story to tell for why it could move higher. It just seems to really be unable to do that, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.